So to quote Michael Scott, inside jokes are some of my favorite things. Unlike Michael Scott, I am in a few of them. So today, I want to know about some of your inside jokes, and this feels a little specific, so I think I'm going to give mine as an example here. Hannah and I will routinely, just like on this podcast, we somehow end up quoting SpongeBob, but more specifically is that her and I will talk in Simalese or Simlish, which is the Sim language. If you played Sims, you know that they don't speak an actual language. It is a randomized verbiage language. And so we'll be like, Babaleem, Gabadorp. And we'll just say that. We'll speak like that to each other for like 30 minutes sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
It's gotten to a point where we sort of get the other one's gist as we're talking.
Jeez. See, I would mess that up because, like, the first time she was like, a Babaleem, I would be like, how dare you say that to me?
Well, we do. We get into that. We're like, all of a sudden, one of us will be like, why would you say that? Where did... What? The queen is in trouble? Like
a little, or down in the well or something.
Right, yeah. So, but I love little, like, jokes like that just sort of, like, have, like, grown organically through, you know, obviously, Hannah and I have been married almost 10 years now, so obviously a bunch of inside jokes have come up over the years. So, but I want to know about your guys. Do you have any inside jokes that you like talking about?
I have one. It was back from my time in the water testing lab. There was this dude. His name was Ethan. He was really funny to work with. But he had this thing where, and bear with me because this is going to sound out of fucking left field. But he would always scream. You remember in Harry Potter when Cedric Diggory died?
Oh, yes, yes.
You remember his dad running up and going, that's my boy.
Yeah.
You would just ask him something, like, hey, man, is that your water bottle? He would just go, no, that's my boy. And it was so dark, but so fucking funny every time. We did that for like 2 months.
Oh my gosh.
The funny thing about jokes like that is that if you go back and watch that movie, really good movie, but if you go back and like watch that, this scene is a little different now. Because now you're like, oh, it's not as funny as I thought in the movie now.
No, I'll still laugh.
So my inside joke comes from my home game, Big Top Tales, which is Paizo AP. That's not the actual name of the AP.
Oh.
That's my nickname.
The self-titled AP?
The self-titled AP, Big Top Tales. And we had a cleric that befriended a little demon guy. And the demon guy...
that doesn't make much sense.
It actually did. And you know how there's like kind of like sequences, and there's like music that kind of goes over the sequence. It's like a cutscene of some kind. And so I made up this little scene of them like doing stuff together, and the song that went over top of it was, I think I finally found a friend who accept me as I am. And that's just the small excerpt. I don't want to go through all three verses. We don't have time.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, obviously, copyright. They'd hit you with that.
Is this a Tool song? It's 9 minutes long?
No. This is a Timmy original.
Oh, okay.
It'll be on the it'll be on the Timmy acapella album.
Yeah, there
we go. You can tell I'm a bass player because the first thing I thought of when Jake said, oh, is it a Tool song? I immediately thought of the bass intro for Schism.
Yes, yes. Love it.
Everybody who claims to be a bass player can play that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Tim, you need to start like one of those like TikTok careers where you're your own acapella group where you're like layering your own voice 5 times and like have your head floating in like a graphic.
Five
of your heads floating. You would be absolutely for that.
Yeah, or just his face like 6 different times with like you know, the different instruments and tempos.
Mm-hmm. Man, if I had the time, the presence of mind, and a lack of paranoia about their parent company ByteDance, I'd be all over that.
If only I didn't have kids and responsibilities and freedom.
So anyways, whenever someone in the campaign would like make a friend with maybe someone who is like a little unconventional. I mean, it's like a circus tale, so there's a lot of unconventional type people.
Bunch of weirdos.
Unconventional type people.
Bunch of circus freaks.
Sorry. They all smell like cabbage.
I would just pop that in, just like a, I think I finally found a friend. And then, like, man, a few times, it just, like, got people. And it's just, even to this day, like, it just pops in my head.
I'm sorry, most people listening won't realize this, but as Tim was talking about carnies, Mark just took a giant swig from a giant bottle. And it just made me laugh.
Of something he definitely made himself.
It's all innocent, I swear.
It's just licorice water.
It's like the only inside joke that recently at my job, like, we all just have one because our old boss, he was a character, and he had specific phrases he would just randomly blurt out. I don't know why he did. He just did it randomly. And he had this, like, way of speaking. And one of them that we always just would regurgitate to each other was just, he's like, well, like, I work in a place where I deal with a lot of customers, and sometimes customers, they reveal a lot more about themselves that you're just like, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. Don't care. I just want to know.
I'm very much aware of
and
that.
And stuff like that. Yeah. And then, like, afterwards, like, he'll just go, I don't need your life story, like, to us, and stuff like that, in, like, that tone. And we would throw each other back to it, like, so if someone's like, yeah, like, my car broke down and stuff like this, and he'll go in a tirade, someone else just be like, I don't need your life story or anything. And, like, he's there, like, being serious about it. And it just, like, creates a break for him. And he's like, what the f-? This okay, cracks don't. Everyone up. Because he's not, my boss at this point isn't there anymore.
Oh, okay.
So we just kind of keep it going.
Oh, man. That's good. Keep the joke running.
Yeah, keep
don't
the joke
give
running.
Sick people ideas, because whenever Tim has a serious moment, I might just be there.
Yeah, but because it's like happening, he's like, yeah, I gotta get surgery and stuff like this and all this, and we're just, don't eat your life story. Just walk away. He's like, you fucker.
I'm not surprised you're a big inside joke person there, Jake, but this is definitely a Jake topic here.
Yeah.
My favorite inside joke is between Rebecca and I as well. We like to fake fight in front of people.
Oh man, oh. It's my favorite.
Oh yeah,
I
yeah.
love it
I've,
so
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
Like, so my father's lived with us for now, God, 6 years, and he's had to, like, experience this constantly. We'll just be in the kitchen. And we'll just, like, fight for, like, no reason over stupid shit. And it's, like, not real. Like, the joke is that we don't really fight hardly at all. Like, we talk things out all the time.
Yeah.
And then we get all of our fighting out in just, like, fake form. But we'll just do it in public, or we'll do it in front of, like, Tim.
Or Tim.
It's just, like, our favorite thing to do is to just make people uncomfortable by fighting for no reason.
I feel a little left out. I don't think you've ever done it in front of me.
No, they have.
They have.
They have.
And it is always very funny.
Uh-huh.
Man, I guess I'm just stupid. I guess I've never noticed.
Maybe yeah. He thought it was real. He was like, wow, they're really getting into it over there. We're like, well, I do what I do. I'm just like, that's
Rebecca
really.
Just called Kelly a whore.
This is unnecessarily
me.
Another day in the life, I guess.
What? Actually, funny story. One time I did take it too far, and I called Rebecca a whore in front of her friends. That's
oh,
a joke.
Yeah.
And that was like, oh, I kind of pushed it too far.
You can't really go psych, babe, after that.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite things is whenever Kelly and Rebecca would do, like, the fake fighting, I would think about, like, the argument, and then I would intentionally choose a side and try to like, not instigate, but just, like, I guess, like, poke at the other person.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah.
I feel genuinely left out. This is like fantasy football that I've been a part of.
We welcome people taking sides.
Rebecca bribed me to be on her side with a Guinness one time. That was, like, sold.
Right?
Easy.
Easy.
She's like, you can have one of Kelly's Guinnesses if you take my side. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. I'm easily bribed. Yeah.
It's literally, you know, Winter Soldier, or not Winter Soldier, Iron Man versus Captain America.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. Pick a side.
McCoy, Civil War.
I'd peg Rebecca for Iron Man.
She's definitely more of an Iron Man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Yeah.
Kelly's definitely stupid and idealistic. I'm joking.
Well, there's one thing that isn't stupid, and that's facing two horrific zombies, because nobody would take that lightly. Last episode, we dealt with you guys coming into the room where some heroes have been laid to rest a long time ago in large stone coffers or coffins, and after fighting off their spirits that were raised back as wraiths. You stepped into a room that you know was a room for holding prisoners and stuff like that. So that way they could be questioned or turned into the authorities or what have you. And you went in here because you had to check out everything. And when you walked in here, you saw two creatures. I'm going to show one of them to you. As one of them stands up, and it looks like this. Tattered clothes.
That's what happens when somebody dies of smoking.
It does look like that. It does sort of their skin almost looks like burnt and like charred, and out of their dead, lifeless sockets where eyes would be are dark red beads, and it looks like smoke and death is just pouring out of their eyes and mouth.
I like to think those dark red beads are just tiny little Marlboro insignias.
Like,
I was a smoker. Until I got turned undead.
And now I'm dead.
I didn't even die of smoking. They just turned me undead.
The other one looks like they died in an explosion of a cigarette factory.
Yeah. There you go. The other one, this one had a bunch of muscles and tendons and stuff holding its skeletal frame together, and it looked like this.
No, thank you.
You know, I was about to make a joke about how, oh, fuck, they're swole, but they're really not.
No.
They're not swole.
No.
They're
no.
terrifying, but not swole.
Yeah, yeah. They're scary, but not necessarily muscular in any way.
I mean, definitely something you would see on, like, an 80s metal album, I mean, I would say.
It's very Iron Maiden. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I love Iron Man.
Like, Eddie's distant brother.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. His brother, or his distant cousin he just doesn't talk about. Yeah. It's like, oh, man, I hate when that guy comes to Christmas.
He's not nearly cool as me. So.
Is this the Holy Diver?
That's not Dio. Get out of here.
So I'm going to go ahead and roll initiative for these creatures, as when you walked in, they stood up and made some horrifying noise.
May Benson make his initiative roll with intimidation?
I would say so. You saw them standing up. Let's
this
go.
This gonna be fucking high, boys.
Let's go in order of who walked into the room first. So Grimshaw, you walked into the room first.
Mm-hmm.
What is your initiative?
My initiative is guided by the Chronoworm. Mm-hmm. I succeeded in my flat check. And got a 33. And as Grimshaw taps into the power of the Chronoworm, holding the Morning Star of Milani, seeing these undead beings before him, we actually go back to a time before a time that is not unlike this time.
How many times can you say time in a sentence there, Tim?
Probably a few more times.
Just give me a little time.
I'll give you a little bit of time.
All the way back in time to the beginning of time before time.
Before that one time, though.
Before that one time.
Come on, guys. Time is running out.
I'm sorry, I'm an asshole, Tim. Keep going.
And we see Grimshaw holding a somewhat mundane Morning Star. He has the same armor. He has just a regular steel shield, but he's gripping a mundane Morning Star. Maybe it's striking, maybe it's plus one, but it doesn't look all that fancy. And you see that he is before a fallen champion. For those who don't know, a fallen champion is someone who was a warrior for a deity in their previous life, but right before they died, they became a heretic. They went against everything that they stood for, everything that they loved, their deity, and they just sought to just destroy everything they made. And what happens is when they die, they come, those strong feelings attach to their corpse and reanimates them, and they just carry out the singular purpose of destroying everything that their deity stood for. You see that Grimshaw has broken through what seems to be like almost like a vault door that was keeping this being sealed in here so that they couldn't enact its vengeance upon the world. And you see that this fallen champion, garbed in the armor of Milani, symbols of Milani plastered all over their armor, but in their hand looks like a little different version of the Morning Star of Milani. This Morning Star of Milani, instead of having that purpley hue that kind of glows with necrotic energy, it actually has a red hue, and it's vibrating with evil energy, and it looks like the handle itself is dripping blood onto the ground continuously. Looks a little slick. So Grimshaw steps into this vault chamber, and this creature, it doesn't speak because it, doesn't have any vocal cords or anything. It just kind of gurgles and hisses with just malice and intent. And Grimshaw, as he steps forward with his mundane Morning Star, he says, "I'm here to take back what belongs to Milani. Or I'll take you down with me." And you see what happens is this intense, intense fight. They are head to head, neck to neck, Morning Stars clashing, and it looks like Grimshaw is getting just like pummeled. It seemed like an even fight at first, but necrotic beings, they don't tire like living beings of flesh. And you see his armor is just getting bashed, his shield battered, and the Morning Star that he's holding, like, this creature just has no regard for like aim necessarily. Like, it's literally just bashing whatever it makes contact with. And you see that his Morning Star, like, the little points are actually getting chunked off because this other weapon is just so powerful. He's getting beaten down, and at one point Grimshaw slips on some of the evil blood that is dripping from this handle, and the fallen champion of Milani is raising this Morning Star and is about to smash down on Grimshaw. And he has another pivotal moment with the Chrono Worm. And you see that he activates his Guide the Timeline out of instinct. And you see time reverses to the point right before this being is going to smash down on him. And he knows exactly where this creature is going to strike. And as it strikes down, he rolls out of the way. Instead of about to get bashed, he rolls out of the way. And the Morning Star gets chunked so hard into the tomb floor that it gets stuck for a little bit. Grimshaw kicks the hand off of the Morning Star, grabs the Morning Star, unearthing it from the tomb floor, and you see that his hand starts to sizzle as this thing is just pure, radiating pure evil. His hand is singeing, and he raises the Morning Star, and he makes a deft strike at the head, the helmed head of this creature, and knocks it completely off, and thus sunders and kills it. And as the fallen champion drops to its knees and falls down. You can see that the necrotic energy is leaching from its corpse and infuses into the Morning Star of Milani, and the blood dries, cakes, and falls away, and all that is left is that resonating purple glow as the Morning Star of Milani gets rebirthed and gets another lease on being a holy weapon. And that is what's going through Grimshaw's mind as he sees more, as he just thinks about the fallen champions in this place being desecrated, as he comes across more undead and necrotic energy. He is reminded of the origin of the Morning Star of Milani.
Cool.
Damn. Yeah.
I mean, Grimshaw's more ready than anybody so far.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Damn. Okay. Continue with the initiative here. Elkwood.
Let's see. I have a 30.
30? Okay.
Rolling perception because I wasn't stealthing this time.
Yep. Kezzer.
What do you think? Natural 3.
12.
For 16.
Okay.
12. Come on. My perception is a plus 13. So, you know,
I think that was a fair guess.
I'm going to get close to 20 on any given initiative.
That's true. That's true.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
And Benson, what was yours?
Benson, since he rolls intimidation with a natural 17 on the die, that's a 37.
Oh, jeez. My gosh. Wow.
Okay.
You
can watch that one.
Yeah, that's a lot. Okay. So, going first, Benson, I assume that you kicked the door in while Grimshaw ran into the room. So, so you still have...
He already opened the door, but Benson rips it off the hinges and just throws it to the ground.
I was just about to say that Benson is just like the Kool-Aid man for every combat.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh,
yeah. This is the Kool-Aid man build. But Benson would like to use his role, his intimation role, to attempt to intimidate Mr. Smoker.
Okay, so the guy's smoking out of his eyeballs.
Yep.
Okay.
Just nothing but Marlboro Reds in his mouth.
Five of them.
I can stop anytime I want.
You have a problem. But I would like to, if I can, run up to Long tongue person?
The muscly one, yeah.
Are these doors open or are they closed?
Doors are closed. You can there are locks on them. You don't know if they are engaged.
That complicates things for me right now. What do you think? Could I stand in the middle of the room and wait? What do you guys think?
Yikes.
This puts me in a weird spot.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Yes, because they're built in locks, so it's not like it's like a padlock.
So you could just open it.
Maybe it depends if it is locked. It's just that
I would know. Does it look locked, Jake? I'm well acquainted with these cells.
You are well acquainted with them, but unless you can see inside the mechanism, I don't know if you'd be able to see if the doors are closed. Whether or not the lock is engaged, you would have to try the door first.
I guess what I'm getting at is, do I know if they're like a key lock or if there's like some sort of button that you push?
It's a key lock. So you would need to. And if it's not locked, you can just go up and just open it. You know, you just sort of like pull the handle and it opens.
Yeah.
But there's a key mechanism in there that, you know, regular prison cell key, pretty standard stuff. But you'd have to go up and like. Stick the key in and open it. So, but again,
it might be. In that case, it might be worth it, Benson, to run up, try the door. If it opens, then we know we have something to deal with. If it stays closed, then we wait for them to come to us, and you can just fall back a little bit.
I feel like if I run up and try it and it opens, it's like, guys, the door's open. Ah!
I mean, I'm right there.
True. Do I want to run up to Smokey or Long Tongue?
Smokey and Long Tongue.
That's yeah, Long Tongue Smokey makes me Long nervous. Tongue.
The classic fucking country band.
Smokey and Long Tongue, or is like one of those like 40s cartoons that you don't, it's like a fever dream that you're just like, did it exist?
It's a little weird when you think about it again. You're like, oh, that's
okay. Highly problematic. Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I think you should try it.
Again, which side?
South. South towards Long Tongue.
I will do that. I will see if the door is locked.
All right, so one action to move up, one action to try the door. You open the door, and it opens.
Mm-hmm, yes, I thought.
Okay.
Close the door.
Close the door and try to lock it. Did I manage to succeed in intimidating this smoky gentleman to the north?
Yes, I will say that you managed to do that. What was your total?
37.
Okay, so just frightened one.
Ooh.
Are you really?
Yep.
Ooh. Wow. Okay.
Well, assuming they're undead, I thought
wasn't
that'd be
that a 19 on the die? John?
It was a 17 on the die.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better.
And I have a plus fucking 20 for my intimidation.
Ooh. All right,
okay.
So one action left. So moved, open.
Close.
I mean, that's actually not a bad idea if I think I can lock this door.
Yeah, because that way it saves...
Well, we need a key.
Yeah, you need a key, yeah.
Okay.
Did Grimshaw remember to take his cell keys with him?
Doubtful, considering you were gone for a month, so...
I'll just bring a copy, like, just in case. you never know.
I'll stop by Ace Hardware. I'll get copies.
Got plenty.
It's the key that says, do not duplicate on it.
right. Yeah, they don't care. I'll do it.
If that is the case, Benson will step up, blocking this thing's exit from this chamber, and he will simply yell out, I've got one, get the other, and he will strike out.
Okay. Alright, so, well, that'd be three actions, though, because it's move, open, and then move, and then your step up, so.
There's nothing stopping you from just intimidating the other one with your last action.
Okay,
that's also true, yeah.
I will do that.
Oh, instead of move, you intimidate?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, so make another intimidate check against
it. It's just Benson screaming at the both of them.
He's just like, I'm scary. That was a natural 18 on the die for 38.
Oh, so that's better.
38. That will be a critical.
Heck yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Benson doesn't give a fuck.
Benson screams at skeletons and they get scared.
They're like, stop it, dude.
They get a little rattled. Get that? Get that one?
Yes.
Boo.
Boo. That was great.
Thank you. There's always one person who appreciates this.
It's always Tim.
That's true.
It's always Tim.
That's true.
All I need is one. Grimshaw, speaking of, it's your turn.
All right, Grimshaw has got three actions like everybody else. We all got the same 24. What you doing with it? He is going to slide. Attempted movement collides with at least one wall. Okay, I have the movement, but okay. I'm just going to do it kind of in part.
No. Whoa.
All right, so you're moving in to the cell with the skeletal thing?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Wait, was I not supposed to do that?
The whole idea was you were going to take the one in the north, I was going to take the one in the south, have the DPS deal with it.
Oh, wait, maybe,
The DPS have two front lines.
That's all the front lines.
We're all front lines.
Yeah. Okay.
If you think about it, there's no way for any of us to be flanked if you do that.
No, I understand. That's actually a very good idea. Okay, so I'm gonna heed Benson's advice and walk up there. I'm gonna open the door.
You go to the north, cell door.
Yeah.
Where Smokey is. That one is locked.
Are you?
Well,
I should have.
It's okay. Just reposition. We got this.
but I lost. I could have gotten a strike off. So one action move, one action.
It's not your fault, Jake. Changed the encounter.
I did change the encounter.
I'm kidding.
Oh, man. I only have one action.
Hey, you wouldn't know until you tried.
That's right. I am going to call out to Milani for...
Free this door?
Or...
Free the door!
It was nice of the necromancer to lock one of her creations away.
Right. I know, right? It's very thoughtful. It's a shame she forgot the second one.
Maybe when we're done with this dungeon, I'll tell you what happened in here.
I am actually going to... I'm actually going to do a battle prayer on the one to the south.
Okay. Against Long Tongue?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to call out, and I'm going to say, Milani, smite this abomination. And I'm going to roll a religion check.
And this goes against the will DC of the creature?
I think so. Let's see. Will DC.
Yep. All right. I have the number.
Do. Okay, they have like different tiers, so it's a 29.
Okay, so that is a success.
Wow. Okay, success. You deal 1d6. Is that really it? I guess it's one action.
Yeah, it's a one action. Quick.
Is it a per level thing?
Is this?
Yeah. Does that automatically heighten?
I think if you get 3d6,
crit success is more, and it's 3d6 if you're a legendary proficiency in religion.
Okay.
I am merely a master.
You're only a master in religion.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I do
fucking loser.
Calm down.
I do 4 points of good damage.
4 points of good.
Good.
Okay.
That's good.
Excellent. And that doesn't say anything like against undead by chance. I guess not, because it is made to fit for any cleric, so okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Grimshaw goes up and he goes to open up the other door and it goes chink chink. And he realizes as he's standing almost face to face with the one of the Norse Smokey that it is locked. Let's off battle prayer and we come to Elkwood.
Okay. Elkwood's gonna
attack through the bars.
Yeah, I mean he'll attack through the bars, man. He'll move here with one action to give Kezra room to do whatever.
And so here's the far side of the cells you give. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it's
so
tight
that,
quarters, but
yeah. It's tight quarters. It's tight quarters.
Let me describe the layout of this room. So the center of this room is a 15x15 with cells on the north and south. The cells are 15 feet wide by 10 foot deep, so it's actually a bigger cell than you would imagine for certain places. And so, yeah, where the PCs are kind of piling into is a 15 by 15 cube. So it is very,
not
very
that
tight.
Big when you take up a 5 foot space.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so first action, he moves here. Second action, hunt prey on Long Tongue down here. And he doesn't understand undead. He's not versed in religion at all. He just sees them as straight up abominations and should be purged because they weird him out to a degree.
Yep.
I mean, like, it, two other things. It's just very unnatural. Like, he just has this feeling. He's just, it wigs him out.
It's weird that Oakwood lines up with a cleric right about now.
So all he's able to do is one throw. He's going to quick draw the eclipse.
Okay.
And hurl it.
Alright, I will give this thing cover because Benson's in the doorway and then the cell bars, yeah. So
yeah, that'll be a 33 to hit.
Okay, Jesus. So it's a regular hit.
Nice.
Okay. I mean, it's still a plus 20 to hit, so yeah. Pretty solid. So
you disgust me.
I know, I'm sorry. 12 points of damage.
And 12 points of damage.
Yep.
Is that piercing, slashing? What is that?
Whatever piercing. Damage does the most.
Yes. It's versatile. I would say slashing in this regard. Like,
slashing, okay.
When I'm assuming you're throwing a star knife, like it's like a shuriken.
Yeah,
so
it's
just
spinning. Yeah. So I will say that when you hit this creature, it does not seem to do as much.
Right.
Boo.
Gross.
Okay.
All right.
Noted.
Next. Old Smokey's turn.
I was about to say it was Smokey's turn.
Jake sounded like Old Smokey tonight.
It's the classic thing of living where cold air exists.
Yeah, right.
So, Grimshaw, you went up to the door or the cell door, and this thing, its eyes begin to glow, and smoke and death seem to pour out of its eyes as it gazes at you.
That's really gross.
I think this is really fucking bad.
Its eyes shoot this gaze into your vision, and I need you to make a fortitude save.
Okay. That's all right for you.
Oh, baby, nat 20.
All right. You are unaffected.
You got something to say?
Step up, boy. Speak with your throat.
Nope. It's just standing in there at the back with its head sort of cocked, and it's just staring at you. And you just feel this like presence, like going into like the back of your head. There's just like unimaginable horror and evil.
So he's Fortnite dancing.
Yes. Yeah, don't look at that guy. He's Fortnite dancing. It's really off-putting.
Every single time you guys look over, he's not doing it, but when you look away and only Grimshaw's looking, he's Fortnite dancing.
What the fuck? Look, no, look, he's doing it right now.
You're full of shit, Grimshaw.
Alright, next it comes to Long Tongue's turn. Yep. Long Tongue is going to take what you think might be its intestines or its tongue. You're not too sure, but it is going to reach out and slap Benson with it.
That's just gross.
From the back of the cell, because it has reach.
Its guts have reach.
Its guts have reach. I mean, hell, intestines are, what, 40-something feet?
Yeah, they're pretty long.
Reach out with your guts and touch me.
So it is frightened. It is frightened too. So it,
yes, it,
so
is.
It is not doing this nearly as good. 28.
It does not hit.
Okay. Second attack is going to be with the map, but his tongue is agile. And 22. So last.
Jake, that was an unnecessary detail.
His tongue is agile.
Tongue is agile.
Oh, yeah, it is. Agile tongue right there.
So it's all three attacks go absolutely nowhere, and that is the end of its turn.
You love to see it.
Love to see it.
Benson just screams out.
Benson just screams out. No lady's tongue will ever touch me.
Kezra, it's your turn.
All right, Kezra doesn't know what's going on, so he will move into the room and see these creatures through these thing. And Kezra's pretty out of his depth with the undead. He's had a lot of encounters. The few he's had, he's kind of always had Adelar there, who's kind of been able to take point. So he like doesn't know exactly what to do, so he reaches into his bag and he pulls out the Rod of Wonder, and then he will cast Shield because he doesn't have any more actions.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Oh boy. Let's see.
It's always a good combat when the Rod of Wonder enters the battle.
Okay. Alright. Benson, top of the round, it is your turn.
What's the right move here? I can move into the cell.
You gonna get in the cell with this horrifying creature?
Long tongue lady, yeah.
Long tongue closes the door behind you.
Guys, I'll take care of this. Don't worry. Everything's fine. Don't look over here.
Oh gosh.
I think the art I want right there.
Guys, let's not make
it's crazy.
Like five
guys,
star
let's
art.
Do it. Let's do it.
I got $30.
Okay, I guess, you know what? Yeah, he's going to do it. Step to there.
All right, stepping in against the long tongue undead.
Okay, middling roll. 31.
31, that is a regular hit.
regular hit.
Don't forget, it's frightened, reduced by one.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think that was...
There you go.
15 slashing.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Same as when Elkwood hit it, it does not seem to take as much damage as you would think.
Yeah.
Okay, I shit you not. Plus 14. Tim, 17 plus 14.
31.
That was a much better roll.
Yeah.
The what was the total?
31.
Okay, so, yep, still just a hit.
Heck yeah.
17 points of damage, which I guess doesn't all go through, Jake.
It does not. Does not all go through.
I'm still pecking away at her.
Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Seeing that the door
However,
is...
I would like you to make a fortitude save as this thing continues to stare at you.
Shit.
It's making me really uncomfortable, guys.
Just keeps looking at me.
Nat 20, baby!
Oh my
Jesus
god.
Christ. God.
Use that for an
this
attack.
This is Grimshaw's fucking episode.
I know your kind. You all crumble the same into dust. Shall I off the six?
I smoke camels, how dare you?
Grimshaw is gonna turn tail and charge. I don't think I want to do a reverse and charge in this situation. I'm just going to charge right up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It rolled bad the first time, but that doesn't mean it's going to roll bad the second time. I really want to get that AC bonus, so I'm going to attempt to feint it.
Okay.
Because I cannot get flanking, so I'm going to feint. I'm going against the opponent's perception DC with my deception check.
Okay, I have a DC here.
All right. Oh, wow. 38.
38, that is a critical success.
That means that the target is flat-footed against melee attacks that you attempt against it into the end of your next turn.
Dang, okay.
So I don't have to do it next turn. It is flanked for the whole long time.
It is,
Grimshaw,
okay.
Like, once again, Grimshaw, like, he knows undead. Like, he knows that their perception skills aren't the quickest.
Uh-huh.
And he knows that if he fakes a movement one direction... take full advantage of that.
Yep.
And that's exactly what he does as he swings back around with his actual strike with the Morning Star of Milani.
Got you, the undead.
I think I need that flat-footed or off-guard bonus and the frightened because I only got a 30.
That is a regular hit.
Ooh, okay. You know, still don't have a feel for these guys' ACs, but I don't know. Don't know if I would have hit otherwise. Yikes, almost minimum damage. 9 points of bludgeoning.
Okay. You feel pretty confident that all went through.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that was my 3 actions.
Okay. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. So seeing that Grimshaw left the other one unattended, he's going to look at Kezra and get, well... I guess we're going to take care of this one. And he's going to... Because seeing that... Well, actually, he wouldn't even noticed that this thing was even doing anything to Grimshaw since Grimshaw is rolling natty twins.
he seemed completely
bombs,
unaffected.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't say it was making me really uncomfortable, and he was doing Fortnite dances. That's as much as you know.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's going to switch his Hunt of Prey to this one up here.
Okay, to Old Smokey.
Yeah, Old Smokey.
We all know that Elkwood pre-ordered Lego Fortnite. what are you doing?
I will say this. I don't know... If you're planning to use the Star Knife, it is a jail cell. So I don't know how you're going to be able to get the Star Knife in there.
I mean, through the bars?
You're thinking of throwing it vertically?
Yeah.
Sure.
You could give him greater cover. Greater
cover is
plus 4.
That's what I was going to do.
The thing is, it's like... I mean, I imagine... What are these, like, the old-style bars that are, like...
Straight up and down?
Straight up and down, or is
I mean, it's not like the gate, you know what I mean? They're just the vertical ones, so... I will give a greater cover, but... that might not be an issue for you, so...
Yeah, okay. Because I was just looking, I was like, man, what if I move back and quick draw a longbow and try to get out? just so I'm out of volley range and I'm just like shooting arrows.
Yeah, really. Can you get into the hallway? And, like,
yeah, no.
Not really.
No, he's just going to take a two action and pearl this thing.
Okay, all right. I have his increased AC.
Well, that is a 17 on the die.
Jesus Christ.
39.
Oh, 39. That is a regular hit because of greater cover.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's greater cover. Beast. I'm assuming that's like -4 or something.
It's just a +4 to the AC.
+4, yeah.
Yeah.
But that is a pretty damn good roll. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was a really good roll.
No, I meant like on damage.
Oh, God damn it.
No, that's 19 points of damage.
Oh, my God.
That is
Okay.
No, I mean, with my bonuses and stuff, that is a 1, a 4, an 8, and then +6 due to proficiency.
God damn.
So, slashing as well. I'll just say pretty much whenever I take the star knife and throw it, I'll pretty much always say slashing. It makes no sense to be piercing for me.
Yeah.
Like I keep saying, it's really fun when me and Tim can do big damage numbers, but we don't need to.
No.
We just kind of have to stand there.
Yeah,
still need to, because, like, I can only hit once per turn, if that. Mm. So I need people to freaking do other things.
Yeah. Like, stand in front of the big scary things.
Yes. So, but was it the same issue? Like, was it look like everything went through, or?
That one, yeah. It looks like everything went through for Old Smokey.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'll keep attacking Old Smokey, then.
Okay. All right. Old Smokey is going to look directly at you, then, Elkwood.
Fuck.
No!
Needs you to make me a fortitude save.
That's okay.
I think we may have made an error here.
No, that's fine. 33.
33. That is a success.
Okay.
You are drained 1.
We made a mistake.
Gosh.
Fuck.
Whoa.
We fucked up real bad.
Whoa.
We fucked up real bad. Oh, I can put drained on Path Builder. That's great.
Wait, what you're saying is... Is it still Elkwood's turn and he did that?
No, my turn's done.
His turn is done. Okay, it's now the creature's
turn. It's Old Smokey's
turn,
man.
Benson needs to get in front of this fucking thing right now.
Yeah. So, it is Old Smokey's turn. He used two actions to do a gaze.
Yeah.
Elkwood succeeded and became drained 1.
Okay, yikes. I know what you're talking about now. Oh, God.
Fuck.
A little bad.
Do you see the dancing? It's horrible. It wants to suck the very life from your soul.
It just felt like I just smoked a pack of cigarettes earlier.
Alright, this creature actually feels a little bit better.
The one to the north? It's Old Smokey?
Yep, Old Smokey.
Whoa.
He felt fine already.
Feels a little bit better. I can stop anytime.
He starts getting like a natural voice. He's just like, that's what I want.
Yes. Give me your fresh baby lungs.
Alright, now that I have fresh lungs, I can smoke again.
Next, it comes, it is still just going to stand in its jail cell, by the way. Next, it comes to Long Tongue. Long Tongue is... It's got two champions in front of it, which is not where it wants to be.
Not ideal.
No, as an undead, not a great place. But it is going to... I think it's going to use its tongue attack, but I think it's going to go after Grimshaw this time.
All right.
Grimshaw stepped up and did a bunch of stuff. Really, it took it literally off guard.
Yeah.
So now it feels you know pretty threatened by you because you did some weird stuff to it. So first attack, still frightened 1. Whiff. Oh. Second attack. Third attack. Oh man, dude, frightened was good.
Yeah.
Frightened was very good. I also rolled like crap for it, but
man.
Okay. All right. right. It is no longer frightened. It is still off guard, though. Correct him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To me only. To me only.
Yeah. Oh, to you only. Oh, yes. Yeah. So I'll make sure that it is not off guard to Benson.
Yep.
Kezra, it is your turn.
Kezra looks down to the Rod of Wondering. He's like, I don't know what you could do for me, but destroy these foul fiends. And he will activate the Rod of Wonder.
Oh, no. You might also want to tell Benson that what just happened to Elkwood.
You just hear Elkwood coughing. God, what is this?
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Okay, it is
fireball. Flame shift.
Place your bets. Turn blue permanently.
Summon a tree.
Oh my god, it's like one of the silliest ones.
Yes, yes.
The butterflies.
Oh man, how close is this thing to me?
Are you looking at Old Smokey up top?
Okay, good. It's in a 15-foot cone.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my god, this is so silly. I rolled a 62. So okay. 1d4 times 10 gems, each worth one silver piece, shoot from the rod, dealing one piercing damage to each creature in a 15-foot cone.
Are you actually shitting me?
You just shoot
gems at him?
Shoots a bunch of
That's the
gems.
Most Kezra thing I've ever heard.
Bing, 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 bing.
Hey, I'm gonna attack you with bling.
You ain't got no drip!
Okay, so I'm gonna do 1d4 times 10.
Yeah. You go, take this ice.
Right. Well,
you're like, wait a second. Can I pick those up afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
can I have
this? Yeah, you can.
I rolled a one. I rolled a one. So 10 gems shoot out and hit this thing and deal one piercing damage to this creature.
Okay, unbelievable. So, wait, one total or 10 total?
Dealing one piercing damage to each creature in the cone.
Okay, so one. All right.
But there's now 10 silver worth of gems in that cell.
Yeah.
Well, this is a fortune worth dying for.
Is there a reflex save to that, or is it just damage?
I mean, it's one damage.
Yeah, it's one damage.
Yeah, it's
no save. But, yeah, Kezra assumes this thing's a super powerful magical item, and it's done. What did it do last time? I activated it.
Oh, I forget what it was.
It did something pretty decent.
I think it did, yeah. Like, it turned you invisible or something.
So Kezra shoots a bunch of gems out, and it just goes, bling. He's just like, fuck.
And you have to wait a day, right?
Oh, it's 1d4 hours.
Oh!
Oh, that is way better than a wand.
Alright, so after this battle, we're staying here for 4 hours.
It's almost like a wondrous item that doesn't do fucking anything.
2 hours.
2 hours. That's
not
bad.
Not bad.
Yeah. Okay, then.
My last action, I will... I don't have religion, so I can't help there.
Oh, I was gonna say identify, never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, Kezra's not that great with the skills.
He doesn't have the skills to pay the bills?
Shut up. He He saw this thing gaze at Elkwood, right?
Yes.
He will avert his eyes.
Okay.
Not a bad idea.
He'll spend his last action to avert gaze from danger. You gain a +2 circumstance bonus to save for visual abilities.
Fair, smart move. I like it.
So yeah.
Okay. Benson, it is your turn.
So Benson, seeing what just happened, is going to look at Grimshaw and say, "You take care of this." And Benson is going to fucking charge and try to break through the door.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
He's going juggernaut through this.
I love this.
Yeah, right.
What should I roll for, Jake?
So it is going to be a... can't imagine you're going to try and do a...
Thievery?
Thievery check.
No.
Thievery. Do you want... Is it a steel door?
Yeah, it's a steel. It's a steel door with a good lock.
Do you want steel HP? Or what's the lock DC? I guess
the well, so a lock. Well, I was gonna say this. So first to thievery your way into something requires a number of successful thievery checks. A good lock requires 5 successes at DC 30.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, it's good. That's why.
Like, I'm okay at thievery, but
I know. Yeah, but also trying to do it while something.
So you're saying I have actually no chance of doing this?
Steel has a hardness of 9, HP of 36, breaking point of 18.
Huh. Am I rolling athletics?
If it's thin iron or steel, then it's hardness of 5, HP of 20. I mean, I imagine unless you can, you have to break it. Like, you have to deal damage to this door to break it.
Yeah.
So you have to do over, you have to do 18 damage total to break it, and you have to hit over 9 points of damage to do anything to it each time.
Rolled a natural 19. Tell me what I need to add to it.
Or he can set a DC for breaking the lock mechanism with force.
Oh, is that a thing?
I mean, that's up to Jake. I mean, you can do it. You could I mean, I imagine breaking a mechanism is easier than breaking through just solid steel. So if he's if he wants to attempt an athletic check against a mechanism to just ram his ass through it, he's reasonable to set a DC. I just think it would be harder than thievery.
Yes, it would be. It would be harder than thievery. So I mean, go ahead and make an athletics, and we'll see what happens.
Athletics.
I'm just gonna go up and just yank the door.
No, I'm trying to go through the door.
You're trying to go through the door. Okay. Fail.
27.
That is a fail.
Okay.
Well, you have one more action.
You slipped on a few gems and it broke your momentum.
I rolled a 19. That was about as good as I could fucking do.
Well,
wait, you rolled a 19?
Yeah. My What's athletics is plus 16.
19 plus 16 is 35.
God. I'm so... Tim, you know what? Yeah.
Just sling it to me, man. I got you.
Yep. I should never try to add on my own.
All right, so wait, what is the total?
35.
Okay, that is a success then.
Yay!
Okay. Listen, I am really stupid.
Yeah,
no, I'm you're really good. Dumb. You're good. It's okay.
All right. Okay, so you ran up, one action to break it up, and you've one action left.
So Benson just kind of fucking rolls as he breaks through the door, and he tries to strike.
Okay.
You want to say this is from the ground, Jake?
No, I think you're fine.
Oh my god. That was a 2 on the die. That's a miss. Okay. Well, I think I performed pretty well this turn.
Oh, yeah.
You just pulled those through a steel door. I mean, that's fine.
You pulled those through a jail cell. why doesn't everyone do this to get out of jail?
Right?
Because not everyone is Benson Black.
No, they aren't.
Which that means if you have to imprison Benson, you have to use adamantine or something.
Exactly, yeah.
Right. That's the classic rule for the blacks.
In the adamantine prisons.
Yeah, I was like, is there anything harder than adamantine?
I think
Benson's
that there is
fucking
something.
Chin.
Right, there you go.
Okay, Grimshaw, it is your turn. All are still face-to-face with this long-tongued undead.
Still face-to-face. It is flat-footed to me, so I'm going to strike out. I don't have to spend an action to feint, so I'm going to strike out.
That's true.
Oh, baby. Tonight cannot get any better.
Are you serious? Another 20?
That is a freaking another nat 20.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Usually this dice is ice cold, and I have to switch to my Greenleaf Geek Perhedrals dice, Dragon Punch Squad, at greenleaf.com for 10% off. But tonight, my flower dice... That was Dragon Punch Squad for 10% off at greenleafgeek.com. But tonight, my flower dice are kicking butt. Melania's blessed this fight. Nat 20. Jake, give me the bludgeoning crit. I mean,
That's why Benson didn't need to care about it. He just had to eat himself to another self. Grimshaw got something.
Oh my gosh.
What a beast.
I'm going to give you the piercing one because the bludgeoning one doesn't make sense for you.
All right.
Send him reeling. The target is flat-footed until the end of its next turn.
Flat-footed just keeps going, baby.
Continuing to be flat-footed. All right. Oh, my
Ruffled his knees.
Let's get the damage going, then.
Okay, I had a cracked die on one, so I'm going to reroll one. It was between a 4 and a 6.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby, this is so good.
Oh, God.
That is, so, 42 points of damage.
Oh.
And then, because this is a death-drinking weapon, I get to do an extra 1d6 of positive damage.
So okay.
So it's affected by, particularly by positive damage.
It is not weak to it, no.
4 points of positive damage.
Okay, then.
And you're already, you know, I'm not gonna, I don't have to shove you any because you're already shoved up against there.
Mm-hmm.
So man, that was just my first action. Man, still flat-footed. I know. I might keep up the offensive. I'll just try again.
Bully this thing in its own prison cell.
There's the cold. There's the ice cold. That was a nat 4 for 18, which is a miss.
That will be a miss, yeah.
But with my last action, I will raise my shield. I don't have Benson to help me out. I gotta take care of myself. I gotta be a big boy.
Alrighty.
You gotta raise your shield by yourself, okay?
Benson doesn't need to use an action to raise his shield.
I know. Yep.
Alright, as the end of Grimshaw, Elkwood, it comes to your turn.
Okay.
I would like you to make me a fortitude save.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Oh, that ain't good. Because my fortitude save went down.
Yep.
Because I'm drained.
Ooh.
Come on, baby.
There is actually a stronger metal in this game than adamantine.
What is it?
Oh yeah, what is it?
Benson's
Auric Alicum.
Oh, that's fucking the stars, isn't it?
Crazy sky metal. Yep.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, sky metal, yep.
Yeah, that's referenced in there's a couple other books, I think. Wasn't it like King Arthur? Like
if an Auric Alicum item
made out of it?
If this item is damaged, it takes damage. It isn't destroyed. It repairs itself completely after 24 hours.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And I think in the Legends of the Sky Metal, isn't it some of them like where a lot of sentient swords came from or something?
Sick. Yeah. There's some sort of legend like that, yeah.
Well, okay. So that was good. 11 on die, so that's a 30.
Okay. So that is a success. You may continue with your turn.
Whew.
So nothing happens. At the
moment. Nope.
Oh, God. Ooh, terrifying. He's just going to, he's hacking up, like, I would say, like, smoke is coming out of his mouth, like, he's just coughing up black smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Kai steadies himself for a moment and just hurls again, like, throws this thing. Two actions, you know, same old, same old. That would be a 35 to hit.
Mm.
That is going to be, this is against the North Old Smoky?
Yeah.
Yep, so that is going to be a hit.
Okay.
Does have cover, but I don't think that's going to... that's not going to matter, so...
12 points of damage.
12 points of damage.
And, so there is no check. It's religion, probably. That's it.
Yes, this would obviously be religion, yeah.
No occultism.
No way around that one.
Shit. I'm looking. Do I have anything in the gear? Do I have, like, holy water?
Yeah.
just throw a vial of holy water in his face. Stop looking at me!
Stop! Please stop.
It's like pepper spray to them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he doesn't have much else that he can do besides just trying to throw it again. Like, he doesn't have any skills that would work in this thing, so.
Alright.
So, plus 16.
Okay.
Only a plus 16. Poor baby.
I know. 20. So.
Oh, that was a shit roll.
Yeah, it was a 4 on the die. So.
Gotcha. Alright.
The eclipse, like, hits multiple bars, bounces off Benson's armor, and then comes
bing,
back.
Bing, bing.
You'll shoot your eye times. Out, kid.
Okay. Old Smokey's turn. Old Smokey is going to continue staring at Elkwood here. Even with Benson in its face, it seems to have locked onto you, Elkwood, and it is going to, it seems to hunch over and lean into its gaze as it looks into you. Please make me another fortitude save.
I've been rolling pretty good on this. Last roll was, I think, an 11 on the die, so this was a 13 on the die.
Okay.
So that is a 32 for fortitude.
A 32 for fortitude is a regular success.
Yeah.
So you are drained again to drain two.
No way.
Can I use Retributive Strike on this?
It's not an attack.
Not that damage.
Wow.
Yeah, my HP. Oh boy.
Oh my gosh.
That's fun to watch. Is like just applying it on this app, and you're like, wow, I just went down by like 20 something points.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like this.
It will swing out at you, Benson, since it does have one attack left.
Damn, I should have hid behind Benson's broad shoulders.
This is where going down the mercy feat tree for paladins is helpful.
So support paladins come in clutch in these exact moments. So it is going to swipe out natural one, actually. So
woo! Well, he can't do shit.
All right,
it's staring really, really hard at Elkwood, so it's just sort of flopping
just
its hands,
staring, and he's just like,
yeah,
it's just,
yeah, the hands are all floppy at you, Benson.
It's an unarmed attack, right?
Yeah, it's a claw.
Not the weak point. You take 1d6 persistent bleed damage and can't use this attack until the end of your next turn.
Okay.
Wow.
That's actually sounds really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, as it swipes out at you, Benson, you put your shield up or whatever, and it clips one of its fingers off, and one of the fingers just goes flying, and you just see this smokiness start coming out of the nub where the finger is.
He's like, no, my nails.
You said 1d6 bleed.
Yep.
Do undead bleed? Is that a thing? I don't have immunity to it, but I don't know if that's like built into them or not. Didn't say so.
Yeah. I feel like that would be something it would say, unless it's like undead immunities or something.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it does have a lot of immunities, obviously, but like bleed is not one of them. Benson, if you would like to roll the 1d6 for the bleed, since it clearly was trying to attack you.
Okay. That is going to be a 2. Not great.
Two points of bleed.
I mean, I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on.
Next comes to Lady Longtongue. Alright. It is going to continue to do its tongue attacks on you, Grimshaw.
Alright.
Let's see.
I'm just waiting.
I know.
Oof.
I know you are.
Oof.
38.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yep,
that'll do it.
So, go ahead and make me a fortitude save.
Yeah.
Is that the first time to hit something?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
I'm
terrified.
It was rolling against paladins, so.
Oh, no.
No, don't say that.
Oh, no. This is a tweener. This is a 29.
29. That is a success.
Okay. So that is a critical success.
Oh, yes. Geez.
Okay.
Ooh. Fuck's sake, paladins are good.
Okay, so in which case it is going to just try and claw you then.
Okay. Oh, so the tongue didn't do any damage.
It did not.
Ooh, that's even grosser.
It was just
licking your arm.
It's somehow worse. It's somehow worse. then it is going to do... so it did tongue, claw, and then tongue again, and got nothing out of it.
Okay,
so,
okay.
all right. Kezra, it is your turn.
All right, Kezra throws the wad to the ground.
Fuck this thing.
And the room begins to light up and spark as a ball of lightning appears in Kezra's hand as he casts Horizon Thunder Sphere.
Yes!
For three actions. And,
yes! That might be the most badass name of a spell ever.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely anime name, like...
Yeah. Horizon Thunder Sphere!
And he will target... He'll target the tonguey. Licky.
Tonguey?
Tongue lady.
All right. Tongue lady.
Licky tongue.
Licky long tongue.
Licky tongue.
It's a licky tongue.
It's like Pepe Longstockings, but with a tongue.
Well, I'll be... drawing a spell critical fail.
Oh, god damn it!
No, no.
Oh, no.
You do not have a hero point? Or...
I do, but I don't want to use it right now.
Oh,
that's all right.
I should have guided the timeline on you.
Oh my god, this is awesome.
You plane shift to the positive energy plane.
Blast off. You must succeed a will save or be thrown 1d6 times 5 feet into the air or into a random direction determined by the GM.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Alright.
It's just into the air, so...
You're just going to be thrown violently into a wall. Okay.
Yeah, if I'm flying, it's a random direction.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm going to launch into the ceiling and probably take some damage.
Yes, I will tell you to take falling damage, whatever the math on that would be.
Alright, how far was it? Gross. It was,
Spell all right, fails so I are take, always fun.
So this... ball explodes in my hands instead of on the creature, and I launch myself what would be 15 feet into the sky. So, how much damage do I take?
Alright, so the 10-foot high ceiling, so there's the 5 feet of falling, hitting the ceiling, and then coming back down. So would it be 10 total?
That sounds right to me.
I think that's
so,
right.
That sounds fair, and I'm prone, so...
Yep, oh, that's true.
Because I fell.
That is so gross.
So,
you just had two dog turns back-to-back.
Yep, fuck me, right? That was a three-action.
Isaac.
That was a three-action Titan spell, so...
Oh, no.
Like, that spell sounds so cool, and then it just explodes and it gets shot up into the ceiling.
Yeah, you can always roll an natural one.
Yeah.
Kessler, what are you doing over there? We need your magic. Can't hold him back forever.
He's just lying on the ground, twitching in a ball.
Stop taking a nap. We need you.
there's like rubble from the ceiling on his chest. Yeah. He's just like, top of round 4, Sir Benson.
Well, Benson is going to try to destroy little Smokey here. 32 right. For the first attack.
Yes. That is going to be hit.
Was that Smokey and the Bandit over there?
Oh my god! Oh! 21 god. Points of damage!
Yes!
Oh, damn! That damn good damage, okay. Mm.
Natural 18 on the die! Yeah. Oh, 18 plus 14, Timothy.
32.
That hits?
That'll hit as well.
Oh, 19 points of damage!
Oh my god!
Again! Oh my god! All right.
And you know what? John. We're gonna swing for the fucking fences as my cat jumps on the table and tries to, interrupt my roll.
They just want all the attention.
Oh, that's probably going to miss. 21.
That will be a mess, yeah.
Yeah, but you just did like 40 damage right there.
Benson is doing exactly what he wants to do and trying to get in front of Smokey and make sure he does not look at Elkwood anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at me.
So stop it. Stop it.
Stop it. Bang, bang.
He just keeps flossing.
He just keeps fucking ripping it.
he can't stop this man. Grimshaw, it's your turn.
So Grimshaw, I guess, like, hearing Elkwood, like, calling out in distress, or maybe just, like, coughing up blood or smoke or something, is gonna call to Elkwood and say,
step out of the room, break line of sight. I think that's what gives it its power over you.
And then I'm pretty sure because of the crit last time, this creature in front of me is still flat-footed to me?
Yep.
It is still flat-footed, yeah.
Excellent. Ooh, I'm gonna have a pretty safe turn. I'm gonna strike and get a 33 to hit.
Yep, that'd be a hit.
All right. Ooh, yes. 11. So 17 points of bludgeoning damage.
Okay. Owie.
Then
I am going to do a religion check on this creature.
Okay. Is this to identify it?
Yes.
Okay.
Nat 20, oh my gosh.
Well, there we go.
Give us everything.
Give us everything.
He's rolling this all the time. You know that this thing is called a morgue. M-O-H-R-G. You know that they have a claw attack, which is what they use to grab. Their tongue, which is where that's their bread and their butter. Their tongue attack can inflict paralysis.
I knew it. I freaking knew it.
So it had, and it has reached. So what it was trying to do is it was trying to paralyze you so it could come up and do its grab attacks and stuff like that. So it has been pretty bad at doing that, considering you guys have the juggernaut feet. But right. Not that it knows that. But other than that, natural 20.
I know it has resistances, obviously, like slashing and piercing. We kind of sussed that out.
Yeah. So I'll tell you through that you feel like your bludgeoning is doing the best it can. Yeah.
But there's no like explicit weaknesses that I could try to exploit.
Nope.
Yeah.
I don't
think so. Okay.
No. I other than your whatever spells you might have that target undead.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Right. Okay. All right. So I attacked. I identified it, and now I'm going to raise my shield.
Raise shield.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I call it. It's a morgue. Its tongue paralyzes. We've come across these many times. Or I have, rather. I don't think you guys have. I don't know.
I meant me.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm just feeling more connected to the group. Anyways.
I mean, this is like every Sunday for us, all right?
In a state of vulnerability and maybe a little bit of homesickness. Grimshaw's turn ends and it comes to Elkwood.
Okay.
Elkwood, please make me a fort save.
Yep. Okay, come on. My luck's been pretty good with these fort saves, so... Oh my god, again, 33 of 15 on the fucking die. That's great.
Very nice.
Okay.
Good shit. So, he's going to take a 2 action. He's just going to try to hit this thing again.
Okay.
That's a 3 on the die, so that's a 25 to hit.
That is going to be a miss.
Yep. And for his third action, he's going to use a hide action behind Benson.
Ooh.
Okay.
I would argue Benson is a stocky man.
So. Yes. Yeah. He's a large individual.
Enough, yes.
and a stealth of plus 21.
Oh yeah.
Sure. So I would say that you were actively taking cover. It's just an action to take cover, so then you can like break line of sight.
Well, it's an action to hide. He's using the hide action.
Yeah, I'm using hide. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Benson has the cloak, he has all that, so and Elk just rolled a 35 for stealth.
Okay. Alright, so
he just kind of stands like directly behind him.
Yeah.
And just that's enough.
it does come to the creature's turn, and if he were to like just move around Benson and then have line of sight again,
I didn't think of that.
I mean, let's look at hide. You huddle behind cover or greater cover or into a deeper concealment to become hidden rather than observed. Alright, the GM rolls your stealth check in secret and compares the result to the perception DC. You already rolled it.
Hidden means that that something's there, but you can't pinpoint its exact location.
It just says if the creature could see you, you're now hidden from it instead of observed.
Okay, gotcha. So it knows that you're behind Benson, it just can't make eye contact with you.
Yeah.
Okay. In which case...
I should have just left the room, but I was trying to think of it. Something else.
No, I really do like the idea of taking cover behind Benson. So you will force it to reposition, so it will take a step forward to get... It's now up against the bars and directly to the left of Benson. And then it is going to use its gaze attack upon you again.
I just chunked the fuck out of it, though.
I know. I was hoping you'd be like, well, that guy's gone.
Okay, so I'm reading hide, right? And it says, if a creature uses seek to make you observed by it, so there's intentionality that it's actively looking for you, and then it also says, like, the way you can become observed is if you do anything else. So if you... if you step, if you strike, basically if you're causing a ruckus, it doesn't specifically say, it also says it says if you do anything else you become observed just before you act unless the GM determines otherwise.
Yeah, so the way that I was seeing this was that he was hiding behind Benson in order to break line of sight.
Okay.
But per the rules too, it makes you hidden, unobserved?
Undetected. Right, right.
Yeah.
Undetected, thank you. So it knows that you're back there. It wasn't able to lock eyes with you, which is what it's trying to do.
Yeah. That's fine. Four to save anyway. I've been rolling fairly well. 30, 16 on die for 34.
That's for 34. That is a regular success.
Oof.
Which means you take another drained.
Drain 3.
Oh my gosh. So Alec's not going to be any use to us the rest of this dungeon.
I should have left. Oh my god. Well, I don't know what gets rid of drained.
Sleep.
Just sleep, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yep, 24 hours.
Yep, 24 hours to remove one drained condition.
Yep.
Well, fuck.
Well, in this case, it doesn't affect my two hit, so...
I told you to leave, Elkwood.
You didn't say anything like that.
He didn't identify this creature.
It's your fault.
Damn, smoke beam spread.
I didn't know that it would just fucking take hits from Benson and just ignore him and say, oh, you know what, I need to really look at this elf. It's half elf. Fun.
Okay, the morgue's turn now. It is still flat-footed. Oh, that doesn't affect its attack, though. Okay, so it is going to... The morgue is going to strike out with the claw against you, Grimshaw.
Okay.
So, it's one of those things that, like... It's a cool creature, but I just can't roll very well at all.
Ooh, I'm totally fine with that. I don't know.
I know. Yeah. You're happy that I roll 3s and 6s on dice. in which case, it's going to do its tongue attack. 34.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So make me his fortitude.
I don't like this.
You've got this, man.
That freaking 20.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Impossible. Impossible.
It's just so insulting because you don't even need that.
I know.
I don't. This dice man is just broken today. Flower dice, this literally makes up for all the times you were rolling 2s, 3s, and 4s. Like, I forgive you.
I forgive you, flower dice.
I forgive you, flower dice. Alright. It is the end of the morgue's turn. Last attack did nothing.
Right.
Kezra, it's your turn.
Alright. Kezra. Boo boo. Kezra is going to stand up. Like an idiot.
to quote Switchfoot. Dare you to move. Dare you to lift yourself up off the floor.
Yeah. Jesus, this sucks.
Kezra, get your head in the fight.
Alright, so he'll stand up. He will... God. He'll just cast...
Acid splash.
Yeah, no, not acid splash. He will cast another Horizon Thunder Sphere, this time a two action. And this will be on Tungy.
So Kezra will cast a Horizon Thunder Sphere.
Yeah. This one with all the same theatrics. Better on the dice for 34 to hit.
Let's fuck 34.
Which one is this going at?
Tungy.
Against the morgue, that is going to be a... Yep, that's going to be a hit.
Nice.
Alright, roll in my damage. And that'll be 20 damage.
Okay.
The morgue falls.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, we've been fucking hitting her for... I guess I shouldn't say her. We've been hitting them for a while.
We've been hitting that walking corpse for a minute now.
I mean, even with the resistance is pretty solid. Well, actually, at this point, it was Grimshaw was probably the best bet. Because
yes.
Bludgeon weapon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yep. Mm-hmm, yep. Yeah. It was the one thing it didn't have resistance.
I was actually about to transform my weapon to a bludgeoning weapon before I realized, like, fuck, I gotta get in front of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yep, apparently, it didn't matter.
top of the round, Benson. You see this thing continuing to drain Elk's life force, and you can see Elk's like face. You can see his face like draining of color, and you can see smoke starting to come out of like his nose, eyes, and mouth. And you can see him struggling as this thing just continues to stare.
Can Benson do something non-conventional?
I go.
Benson wants to grab this thing by the head and force it to look in his eyes.
You can do that next week.
Damn it!
Benson's gonna do a penance stare, like Ghost.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Look into my eyes.
Oh my god.
Look into my eyes.
Benson, yeah, that's what we want to try.
Hello friends, this is John, the voice of Sir Benson Black of the Dragon Punch Squad podcast. I'm here to let you know that we are partnered with the amazing dice makers at Greenleaf Geek. If you want some amazing handcrafted dice, just go there and use the code DragonPunchSquad at checkout to get 10% off. Happy rolling.